Hey, Steve, you know what today is?
This is an easy one. It is Thursday, February 21st.
Right, but it's also Snowmageddon, right? We've heard about below freezing temps back east, but here in the desert, we're also experiencing emergency levels of snow, too.
So I guess our own Snowmageddon, too. It's truly a winter wonderland here in Arizona. Parts of the state have gotten 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, I mean, too bad this didn't happen closer to the holidays, because I love a good white Christmas. I hear there are some songs about that.
Yeah, but then students in northern Arizona wouldn't have gotten a snow day today, which, as you know, although I grew up in the desert, I don't know this, the highlight of the year for any school kid.
Right, and it's pretty unprecedented to see NAU, schools through Flagstaff, Page, Holbrook, Payson, Kilman, Kingman, Williams, and schools on the Hopi Reservation close their doors today. Zachary Fountain, spokesman for the Flagstaff Unified School District, said schools could also be closed on Friday, depending on how the storm moves.
We just wanted to make sure that all the kids are safe and we don't have people out traveling on the roads.
And Snowmageddon apparently causing all sorts of odd behavior. We've heard reports of kids up north sleeping with their pajamas inside out, for example.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's an old wives' tale. They say you're supposed to wear inside-out pajamas and flush ice cubes down the toilet to ensure a snow day.
All right, good to know these kids are learning something while school is out. I mean, that's what the internet's for, right?
Right, but parents may not be so excited. Officials are asking folks to stay put inside their homes, stay off the roads for the near future. In fact, in true Snowmageddon form, roads all over the state are closed. Both directions on Interstate 40 and the US 93 in Kingman are clogged with snow and ice and multiple disabled vehicles. And ADOT says there's no estimated time to reopen either highway. All 200 snowplows available to the state have been deployed. And Yavapai County spokesman David McAtee says workers will focus on plowing secondary roads as soon as the highways and main thoroughfares are plowed and salted.
They're all going to be out there. They're working, you know, the 12-hour shifts, and they're going to be, you know, working hard, obviously taking breaks, you know, when they can.
But roads can't be salted until it stops snowing, so McAtee is warning about winter hazards that may be new to some of us here in the desert.
Watch out for black ice, which is a thin layer of frozen water covering the road surface. It is very difficult to see, and any speed that is excessive for the road conditions could cause loss of vehicle control quickly.
We've been making light of this, but we do know black ice is serious stuff. Now, here in the valley, we don't need to worry about that, but look for snow not far north of Phoenix. We're only in for the rainy gloom all day today, possibly into tomorrow. But bundle up anyway, because Saturday the temperature could plunge to 30 degrees overnight.
Oh, man, I might have to wear inside-out pajamas on top of some regular pajamas.
And then Snowmageddon may strike again.